Welcome to the Upside Podcast, powered by Upside Global and hosted by Julian Blinn, founder and CEO of Upside Global. The Upside Podcast is listened to weekly by over 6,000 sports and tech executives from all sports leagues and teams in the United States and around the world. Julian has been developing technologies for professional sports teams for over 10 years and has worked for major tech companies along with sports tech startups. In each episode, Julian interviews global leaders in sports to share knowledge on emerging technology in the sports industry and how these technologies can help improve the performance of individuals and organizations, both on and off the playing field. And now here's your host, Julian Blinn.
So today we have the honor to interview Justin Forsett, a former NFL running back, now turned entrepreneur. He's now the CEO of Urso Clean, a self-care brand for the active lifestyle. Justin has played for 9 years in the NFL for a number of teams such as the Seahawks, the Colts, the Houston Texans, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Ravens, the Lions, and the Broncos. So Justin, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Excited to be on.
Great. So Justin, what I want to talk to you about today was, first we'll talk about your background in elite sports as a former NFL player. And then we'll talk about yourself as an entrepreneur, your company Urso Clean, and your product.
Okay.
As well as the benefits for the teams and athletes to use it. And then we'll talk about the best players you played against, and then as well the best coaches you played for. And then we'll talk about your plans for the next 12 months. How does it sound?
Sounds like a plan.
Great. So Justin, just to begin with, could you tell us about your background as a former NFL player and now an entrepreneur?
Yeah. So I'm a former nine-year NFL veteran, Pro Bowl running back for the Baltimore Ravens. I played 9 years in the NFL, bouncing around as a journeyman for most of that career, predominantly with the Ravens and the Seahawks. And then I had a cup of coffee, if you will, with a number of other teams. But yeah, it was quite the journey. A lot of really great highs, you know, being a Pro Bowler player, being a top 100 player, top five running back in 2014 in rushing yards. But also I was fired 6 times. I was demoted. I had some injuries that I had to overcome later in my career. So it was unstable at times, but an extreme blessing and a dream come true for me.
And growing up, your dream was to play in the NFL, right?
It was. I came from very humble beginnings. I grew up in a small town and, you know, didn't have a lot growing up, but, you know, we had enough. And I just wanted more for myself and for my family. Some of the struggles that I went through, I didn't want my future kids to deal with. So I felt like football was going to be my vehicle out. I saw a guy named Barry Sanders one Sunday afternoon, watch him dip and dash through defenses, watch him electrify stadiums across the country. And I was like, man, this is what I want to do for a living. And I just started to pursue that dream, and the dream ended up coming true for me.
That's amazing. And so now let's talk about your journey as an entrepreneur, right? Because once your NFL career was done, then you became an entrepreneur. So tell us about, you know, how do you get the idea of Urso Clean and what is Urso Clean?
Yeah, for sure. So my entrepreneur journey started while I was actually playing. Because I was cut 6 times throughout my career, around that second time, I want to say, there was a Sports Illustrated article that came out that said 80% of NFL players 2 years after they retire are either bankrupt, divorced, or depressed. And I was like, man, I've been fired twice already. And I'm looking in, you know, I'm sitting at my locker and I'm in Seattle at the time. I'm thinking, like, what do I want to do, you know, next? What could I be doing if football doesn't pan out for me? And I just felt like the entrepreneur bug. My parents were entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. I knew I wanted to kind of lead my own path. I knew I was a problem solver, a leader. I felt like my gifts served me well in that space. And we had an idea to come up with Urso Clean. And it started off with a pain point within the locker room. So Urso Clean, at least a quick synopsis of it. Urso Clean is a mission-driven self-care brand for the active lifestyle. So what we do, we create hygiene, wellness, and recovery products for the everyday athlete and fitness enthusiast. It came from a place in the locker room where we were always on the go. We were time-poor individuals, very busy, and didn't have anything that resonated with us with self-care outside of a cold tub and a hot tub, which is really service level. There was no brand that spoke to us like Nike or Under Armour. within the space. So we're like, man, let's come up with something. We know we sweat a lot. We know there's no real true brands that are speaking to us in the self-care space and the wellness space. So let's create it. And we first addressed the hygiene problem, where there are a lot of opportunities when a lot of times, I should say, when a shower was optimal but not possible, where guys had deferred shower moments. And we're like, let's create a shower on the go. And we created this disposable washcloth, antibacterial towelette that removes sweat, dirt, body odor, and literally just threw it up on Amazon. And just, you know, it was a side hustle for me and my two teammates who I started the business with, that I played with at Cal, at UC Berkeley, where I went to school. And yeah, we hustled, got the product up, and year over year just kept growing. Until I retired, we started to see great growth. When I retired in 2017, fully immersed myself in the business as CEO and co-founder. And we started getting on, you know, got on a show called Shark Tank and then Good Morning America. Then we started getting, you know, brick and mortar retailer. We signed on Target as a partner and, you know, been in, you know, now I want to say about 6 years now, adding on new partners like REI and Orange Theory and a few other brands around the country. So it's been really cool to transition into something that I'm, you know, just as equally or even more passionate about than I was with football, and finding purpose in it. So it's been cool.
Yeah, that's great. And so because, you know, a big part of our audience, right, these are professional teams across the NFL, the NBA, the MLS, European soccer, professional tennis, rugby. So how would you describe your product? And I guess you kind of talk about how to enable athletes to take, you know, to clean up themselves very quickly, right?
Yep.
So could you talk about maybe some of the teams or athletes that have been using your product?
Oh, for sure. So we work with a number of teams, whether it's soccer, we work with the Houston Dynamo here in the States, work with the Seahawks, the Baltimore Ravens, the Buffalo Bills. We've had product, and we've had product over the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. We've had a number of products, and even, you know, because now even outside of the shower on the go product or cleaning product, we've dived into the wellness space. So now we have a muscle relief recovery soak. So that's Epsom salt based, in which we have products where, you know, our athletes can recover quickly after interval of training or a game. And it's been really cool to add value there within the recovery space. So, and we have more products coming soon, more in that category. So we're pretty excited about our offering and what we do. We just want to make sure that our athletes are hustling responsibly and taking care of themselves, and not because they're chasing greatness, but we don't want them to compromise their health while they're chasing greatness. So that's kind of where we step in.
Yeah. And so as far as the teams, do they typically buy a bunch of sets, you know, for the year, or how do they buy them in bulk, or how does it work?
Yeah, we buy them in bulk and wholesale, and they hand them out to the team, and they should have it in storage for as much time as they need, and then they'll re-up as needed as the product goes through. But yeah, that's how we work with the team level.
Okay, and can you talk about the price of your product?
For sure, retail price, let's say say the wipes and the cleaning product and the recovery product is both $9.99 at retail. Yep. Wholesale cost is essentially, you know, around half of that, which we normally work with the teams on that. Mm-hmm. And that's, we feel like it's a great price point. We're getting great value. And they're getting products that are not only good for the athlete, but good for the environment, as well as our Epsom salt relief soak is made out of recycled material, recycled paper. And so even our, you know, our future SKUs and our future products, we're going to be thinking about products that are good for not only that person, but also the environment.
Okay, that's great. And so what would you say is your competitive advantage compared to maybe other products out there? Is there even competition for you guys?
Oh yeah, there's always competition. For us, what makes us sets us apart is a few things. One, our products are made from the athlete standpoint, because we were the consumer group that we were going after. So we kind of know the needs. I play, like I said, high level athlete. My business partner was a high level athlete. that made it to, you know, the upper levels within their careers. And we also, for us, are what we use as far as ingredients and the formulation for our product. It's not only products that are, you know, that are not, especially when you talk about hygiene, these are not masking agents, right? They're not only going to make you smell good, but it's also going to build the skin back up. Talk about making sure that it's going to repair and recover the dermis as it's been, you know, put through the ringer as being a high level athlete. And it's going to stand up with the whatever workout that you've done or whatever game or event that you participated in. The product will last and it won't give out on you. So our materials are the substrate that we use are stronger, bigger, stronger, tougher than any other product that's out on the market. And the ingredients that we use are better for you and healthy. Actually, that ingredients that you can read. So that's how kind of we set ourselves apart.
That's great. Now, can you go back and talk about your company? You've got a co-founder, right? I think you said.
Yep.
How big is your team? How many people are they? Mostly located in, you're in Texas, correct?
I'm in Texas. Yes, sir.
So how big is your team? And, you mentioned that your sales have been growing up. You know, they've been growing, right? Year after year. Are you also allowed to, have you shared any sales numbers? Or, I mean, I'm sure if you went on a Shark Tank, you must have disclosed the numbers, right?
Yeah. We don't share sales numbers, but we have a team of about six individuals and some work here locally and then all across the country remotely. But it is something that, you know, as our footprint grows from, you know, we want to say we're at around a little over, you know, maybe 3,000 doors. We're expanding our footprint this year. We're expanding our product offering on all of our platforms and within our retailers. So the brand is growing and we're seeing great inflection points within the space, even with our current partner. So we're excited about what the future holds for us.
That's great. Now, going back to your NFL career, right? So what are the best NFL players that you played against? And what were the best football coaches that you played for? I always like to ask that question to athletes.
The best players I played against, I would say J.J. Watt, Julius Peppers on the defensive side were pretty phenomenal. Patrick Willis with some really great athletes, you know, Hall of Fame caliber players that could really disrupt the game at any moment. Who I love to battle against on a Sunday. As far as coaches, I played for some really good coaches. Gary Kubiak, Pete Carroll taught me a lot about team culture and accountability competition. Tony Dungy taught me a lot about caring for the individual more than the production. The performance of an individual. So you felt more than just a number when you played with him and you were ready to run through a wall for a man that you knew that cared about you more as a man than what you can do on a football field, which was special. And it leads me to even now how I run my company is just leading with empathy and finding ways and how I can be intentional about serving those around me. That servant leadership that I got from him was second to none. Just how he cared about everyone from on his staff and his coaching staff, his equipment from to the janitor that was in the facility. So that's kind of the method in which I lead to serve. But there's also a time in which I had a John Harbaugh who could be very maniacal about preparation and studying. Like he was a step above anybody when it came to this, having us ready to play on a Sunday. Having us the right information, if you want to talk about like militaries and the right reconnaissance to make sure that we can execute at a high level. So we weren't thinking out that we can just respond and react and play free, knowing what the opponent was going to do. So there was a lot of great coaches that I played for, and they all impacted me in different ways. And I use a little bit of it today as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, and I got to ask you about Tom Brady. What do you think about his second retirement again? So he's been retiring again. Second time, and there's people saying he's going to come back again and play again next year because he's not going to be an analyst for Fox until 2024. But a lot of speculation right now.
Yeah, I think he's done.
Think he's done?
I think he's done. I mean, just the way that back end of the season and just you know, the older you get, I mean, I'm 37, you know, last time I played was 6 years ago. So I can only imagine, I know how my body responds now after I'm playing like a game of basketball for fun. So I can only imagine what his body feels like at, you know, the mid 40s.
Yeah, I agree with you, but you never know. Maybe I'll just, play for one more day for the Patriots and that's it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Going back to your startup, so what are your plans for the next 12 months? Are you looking to expand in some other, you know, geographical areas? Are you looking to raise money? Because we got lots of VCs, listening to the podcast as well. So what are your plans for the next 12 months?
Yeah, it's for us, it's going deeper with our current partners, not necessarily going wider. 2023, there's a lot of uncertainty in a lot of different ways. And we talk about economics, supply chain and inflation and consumer behavior changing, potential as we go deeper into a recession. So we're just, it is for me, I have my wartime CEO hat on. So making sure that we have whatever we need to be sustainable to make it through, but also looking for opportunities for us to grow smart and not taking too many risks or shots. It's about being conservative as much as we can and doubling down on what we know actually works to drive sales and drive growth.
That makes sense. But are you primarily focusing on the US market, or you, at some point you'll expand to other regions like Europe or other regions?
So we just signed a contract with Orange Theory, in which we launched this month. So, and they have places all over the globe. So we will eventually start spreading out into some of these global markets outside of the United States. But right now we are heavily based in North America, but most of our sales and partnerships are here. But you're going to start seeing a little more of a footprint of us outside of the States as well as our partnerships grow.
That's great. Last question. So for anybody, teams or even end users that wants to buy your product, what do they go to? What do they have to do?
Oh, you can simply go to hustleclean.com. I don't know where everybody is. If you're out of the country, hustleclean.com, or you can go to a local Target or Amazon to purchase our product. Everybody has access to Amazon to see what our product offering is and purchase whatever you think is fitting for you.
Okay, that's great. Well, look, we are at the end of the podcast interview, but I want to thank you for your time today and good luck with everything.
No, thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. To access past episodes and other research, articles, and analysis of sports technology, please visit our website, theupside.us. Subscribe to the Upside newsletter and receive full access to our sports tech business letter and website. Royalty-free music is provided by ibaudio.com. The Upside podcast provides timely insights and interviews with global leaders in sports technology. Until next time, keep looking to the upside.